Blog Talk Radio.
Make me new, make me new. Oh, watch my heart.
me and make me lose you. Wash my heart, wash my hands, 'cause I wanna worship you. I wanna worship you. Here we are, here I stand. Everybody say, make me know, yeah. Wash my heart. Please keep creating me a clean heart. And renew within me a right spirit. 'Cause I wanna worship you, yeah. 'Cause I wanna worship you, yeah. Here we are, God. Nobody else matters.
Good evening, Yisrael, family, and listening audience. Welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yara'al of Beth Yahweh Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland. Like always, I'll remind everyone to grab all your study tools, your notepad, your iPad, your pens, your pencil, your highlighters, your Bible, ultimately, your Bible. Bible dictionaries, anything that you may need for a good study. I'm your host once again, Yara'al, and we're going to start off with a brief prayer, thanking the Father for allowing us to come to this moment. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to come to this moment to give you praise and give you honor. And we thank you for thy son, Yahushua, our Lord, our Savior, Redeemer, and soon coming King. For it is through his spilled blood that we have been given an opportunity to know who you are. For it is he who declared you to us through your word, through his example. Father, we thank you for protecting us from dangers seen and unseen throughout the course of the week. We thank you for the lessons and the blessings that you allowed us to experience throughout the course of the week. We thank you for the moments that you gave us to encourage those who need encouragement, to strengthen those who needed a little more lifting. We thank you for allowing us to be servants of yours throughout the course of this week, despite whatever situation we were in. Father, we thank you for your love and your kindness that you've shown to us through thy son, Yahushua. We thank you for uplifting each and every one of us who are listening at this moment and all of the household of Israel. As the Sabbath approaches, we thank you for opportunity to get a little taste of your word before the Sabbath comes in. We thank you. We thank you, we thank you for your love and kindness and for ultimately choosing us to have ear to hear and have minds to understand and have mouths to speak the wonders of your word. We pray in El Shaw's holy and precious name. Amen. Blessed are you, El Shaw, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Sabbath as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Amen. Once again, I'm Yahra'al, your teacher for tonight. And we're going to continue on, I'm going to say, the journey that the Father has placed me on. And the journey that he's placed me on is in regards to, you know, not really gloom and doom, you know, as we study his word and we look at the life of Israel in the word. Israel was constantly doing wrong. But there was a faithful few that were doing the right thing that encouraged the people to do the right thing. One of the things that was, you know, the father put on my mind last week was celebration. And I had a rough week, and I'm not saying that rough week went away, because the trials and tribulations that I went through throughout the course of that week, that it's not gone, because some of those things still plague my mind. And so in this week, he had me going over the things that he had me speak to you all about last week in regards to celebrating. And the last lesson, as the lesson ended, was talking about, you know, the resurrection and how one would go to sleep. That's symbolic of death. And because of our love for Yahushua, he allows us to wake up again in the morning, which is like a resurrection from the dead. And then that thing called life, we are supposed to be a newness of life. We're supposed to be changing from the way we used to be and constantly doing things anew. So each day that he allows us to wake up, that's another day of recreation, of getting it right, putting away the old man and walking in the new man, learning from the past mistakes and not making them again. And after last week's lesson, you know, the Father put on my mind a couple scriptures. And I was like, oh, man, I could have said these. You know, but I'm going to say them today, just a slight reminder of what was talked about last week. And that was talking about celebrating. And one of the things that was brought out was, you know, celebrating the Sabbath, which is a celebration that we need to constantly celebrate. Why? Because that is the day that the Father said that he's going to meet with us. Then we have a monthly celebration, Rosh Chodesh, the head of months. See, because it's the head of months that we utilize to be able to count and come to him when he say come to us, can come to him. And we gather together as a unit to give him praise and give him honor. And so we come together for his annual feast days as a celebration. See, in this world system, they come up with all types of celebrations, like was said last week. But the Father tells us when to celebrate him. But we celebrate him every day when he allows us to wake up. And how do we celebrate him? We celebrate him when we rejoice in his word, when we rejoice in the kindness that he shows to us. But before we get into the lesson, because that's what the lesson is, it's about rejoicing. I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 31. And it's just in conjunction with last week's lesson. And it says, I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Yahushua, our Messiah, I die daily. See, when we go to sleep, we're dying. we're dying. And then from there, this scripture came to mind, Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. And it reads, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Yah, that ye present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto Yah, which is your reasonable service, and not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Yah. And what is that perfect and acceptable will of Yah? It is Yahushua. And if Yahushua is in us, then we have the ability to be like him. But we have to rejoice in his word. We have to rejoice and strive to be like him. Because as we read in the scriptures, he wasn't running around thinking about gloom and doom all the time. He was, because his mind was not here on the earth. His mind was in the heavens. And he operated as if he was in the heavens. So we're here on the earth. But our mindset should be changing as he gives us an opportunity each day to change, renewing, becoming a new creature each and every day when he allows us to wake up. Another opportunity to save a soul. Another opportunity to heal the sick. Another opportunity to comfort someone. See, years ago, someone told me, if I'm too busy worrying about making sure that someone else is taken care of, I have no time to worry about myself. And I think that might be some the reason why sometimes I get caught up in these self-defeating modes, because I'm not out there helping and helping. And, you know, I use this statement sometimes, I'm so busy doing nothing, I can't find time to do something. You know, I have to change that mindset and be out there being a doer. You know, there's another statement that we say here in Beth Yahweh congregation is that the scriptures are still being written. You know, so someone, you know, there's an angel recording each and every one of our lives as we partake in it, the decisions that we make, how we're proclaiming Yahushua, how we're keeping the law, statutes, and judgments. Because ultimately we know that the true Israel is those who keep the law, statutes, and judgments and have the testimony of Yahushua. And if we have the testimony of Yahushua, just the title of this lesson, rejoice, there is no reason to worry. There's no reason for us to worry because we already know what the end is. We know what the end is. We triumph with Yahushua. We triumph. So if we know that we triumph, there's no reason for us to be getting caught up in that. I'm going to use myself as an example, getting caught up in the world system, not really the world system, but some of the things of the world, you know, wanting more and not realizing what I already have. But the real wealth that I'm slowly coming to understand is the wealth of the knowledge of Yahushua, the wealth and the knowledge of the kingdom of Yah. I was talking to someone today and made it, you know, he was going through some things and sent me a little words of, you know, said that the words of encouragement that I gave him was good, you know, and he appreciated them. And he also said, you know, I'm being strong. Sent him a text back saying, yeah, I mean, I'm going through my life situations. And I said, I'm being recreated. And I said, you know, I'm still strong, but I'm being recreated to be strong like water and not like iron. See, and understanding the strength of water. And when I said that, what came to my mind is this little statement that I think Bruce Lee said. He said, be like water. And the example that he used in regards to water was, whatever you put water in, it takes that shape. It takes the shape of that. So that means that it's malleable. But when you deal with iron or steel, once you mold it, it's stuck in that mold. So that's why I was saying to, you know, made the comment being strong like water. See, because water takes on the vessel that it's in. You know, 1,000 pounds of iron and 1,000 pounds of water is the same weight. But that weight of that water conforms to whatever is in. And that's what the Father wants us to be. He wants us to be malleable so that he can utilize us how he needs us to be utilized in the form in which he wants us to be in. And we have to humble ourselves to his word, humble ourselves to his spirit, incline our ears to hear what thus saith Yahweh, so that we can be that perfect vessel for him, so that we can be according to his purpose. And we have to rejoice. So we're going to start off in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 40. And this particular scripture is in connection with Sukkot. And it reads, you shall take on the first day the fruit of goodly trees, branches of palm trees and boughs trees and willows of the brook. And you shall rejoice before Yahweh, your Elohim, 7 days. So in this particular scripture, I looked up two words. One is the bow of fig trees, because I really didn't know what that was. And at first I thought it was the trunk of the tree, but it's not really, it's not the trunk of the tree. It's the large branch that where branches break off, that's on the trunk of the tree, you know, and once, you know, and it breaks off and it becomes large and then other branches come off of it. So that was one word I looked up, and that's because I didn't know what it was. But, you know, that had, you know, that's something that I just brought to your attention. But the word in this particular scripture is rejoice. And they're saying rejoice before Yahweh, your Elohim, for 7 days. And when we look at this particular feast, you know, it's the feast of ingathering. You know, it's that last harvest, you know, before the last day or the eighth day. And, you know, throughout the years we realize that, you know, that eighth day points to the millennium. And this particular feast is dealing with that last harvest, that last weeding out period. And he's telling us to rejoice because this is the feast in which you're out in the, you know, out in the wilderness, or, you know, and you're dwelling in temporary dwellings. And as we learned over the years, the temporary dwelling is our bodies because we're spiritual, trapped in this physical body. So we rejoicing and constantly changing our minds and not being of this world. When this time comes, we're going to be rejoicing and being grateful. Why? Because we know that we're about to cross over into that millennium. From here, we're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 27. I'm going to read verse 1, then I'm going to read 4 to 7. And these particular scriptures are in regards to them being in the wilderness and going across and going over the Jordan. And it reads, Moses and the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, keep all the commandments which I command you this day, verse 4. It shall be when you have passed over the Jordan, that you shall set up these stones, which I command you this day in Mount Alba, and you shall plaster them with plaster. There you shall build an altar to Yahweh, your mighty one, an altar of stone. You shall lift up no iron tools on them. You shall build the altar of Yahweh, your mighty one, of uncut stones, and you shall offer burnt offerings thereon to Yahweh, your mighty one. And you shall sacrifice peace offerings and shall eat there, and you shall rejoice before Yahweh, your mighty one. So this is talking about them leaving out of the wilderness and going into the promised land. So I looked the term rejoice up, and in your Hebrew it is 8055, and it's samak, and it's a verb, and it means to rejoice, be glad, cheerful, make joyful, to be merry, make to rejoice. It says it comes from a primitive root, probably to brighten up, figuratively be, causationally make. It says blithe, gleesome, cheer up. You know, so in regards to, you know, my mindset, it's like rejoice, cheer up, you know, because like throughout the course of the previous weeks and some of my times I get caught up in my, you know, self-defeating mode. I be getting in my mind, I be thinking about the persecution of Yahushua and how he was persecuted and how he endured and how he endured. And sometimes it's like, you know, thinking about that constantly, it becomes depressing, you know, because you're thinking that life is all about being beat down. But life is not about all about being beat down. It's not always about, woe is me, oh, life is not so grand. You got to realize and see how life is grand. And it's all in your perception. What they say is, the cup half full or half empty? Is the crab in the barrel that gets to the top, is he reaching back to pull someone up? Or is someone in the barrel trying to pull him down? It's all in how you view things. And understand it, that, as we say, there's a process of being one with Yahweh. It's a process of understanding the sacrifice that Yahushua made. But we have to endure. But we understanding that we have to endure, we can also be cheerful in understanding that the end game or the end result is paradise. And we can live in paradise now because he say the kingdom of Yah is at hand. And if it's at hand, that means the goodness of Yah is here. But we just have to see the goodness in it. And if we focus on the goodness of his word, the goodness of Yahushua, and that goodness that Yahushua is putting in us and allowing it to come out, then we're always going to be happy within ourselves because we understand that we're doing a good deed. And that good deed is for the Father because we're showing his son in this darkened world. Because his son said, I am the light. And he shared that light with us because he inclined our ear to hear his words as they're being spoken in this world. Another definition for rejoice, I looked this up in Webster's. I think it was Webster's. It was one of those dictionaries. And it says, rejoice, feel or show great joy or delight. See, we have to understand we're showing great joy and delight that we have been chosen to walk according to his law, statutes, and judgment. We have been given an opportunity to know who his son is, taught who his son is, to be able to go into the scriptures and see and understand who his son is. Many people can't do that. Many people's ears are not inclined to even hear it. But our ears have been inclined to hear it. So we can rejoice and be glad in it because we have been chosen for that purpose. From here, we're going to go to Psalms 126. You know, for those that are in Beth Yahweh congregation, we sing this at every service. And it says, a song of ascent by Solomon. And it reads, when Yahweh brought back those who returned to Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Then our mouths were filled with laughter and our tongues were song and with singing. Then they among the nations, Yahweh has done great things for them. Yahweh has done great things for us. And we are glad. Restore our fortunes again, Yahweh, like the streams in the Negev. Those who sow in tears will reap in joy. He who goes out weeping, carrying seed for sowing, will certainly come again with joy, carrying his sheaves. And in this scripture, they have the term joy. And I stopped at the word joy. And that word is 7440 in your Hebrew lexicon, concordance. And that word means a ringing cry. And the word is renah. And it means a creaking or shrilling sound, a shout of joy or grief. See, in our case, we're talking about joy. We have to shout out that we love Yah. We have to shout out that we love his word. We have to shout out that we're glad that we have been chosen. And in this particular definition, it also has the word proclamation. So I looked the word proclamation up, and it's a noun, something that is proclaimed. The act of proclaiming. What are we proclaiming? We are proclaiming that we have been chosen by Yah and filled with the spirit of Yahushua to be a light to those that are darkness in the world. See, because he's bringing us out of the darkness, because we have the light of Yahushua at our feet. As we're walking out of darkness, we heard that claim that he said, come out of her, my people. He proclaimed to us to come out, and we heard. And because we have heard, now it's time for us to proclaim Yahushua and be glad and be happy to proclaim him in this world. From here, we're going to go to Mark chapter 1. Verse 14 and 15, and it reads, now after John was taken into custody, Yahushua came into Galilee, preaching the good news of the kingdom of Yah, and saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of Yah is at hand. Repent and believe in the good news. We recently had a lesson. And it was brought out what the good news is. We know what the good news is. We have to proclaim Yahushua because we learned that the good news is Yahushua. That's what the good news is. Proclaiming Yahushua. And when we understand what he has done, then more people may humble themselves to his words because they too want to enter into that kingdom. But like we learned over the years, it's a choice. So all those are in the hearing of my voice. It's still your choice. Rather or not, you want to proclaim and rejoice in Yahushua. Rejoice in this word. Rejoice in the light that is in you. It's your choice. Or you can be like me at times, get caught up in the gloom and doom because there's one bill that I haven't paid and I'm wondering how I'm going to pay it. Gloom and doom. Woe is me. But he already told me, why are you worrying about that? Where you're going, you won't need money at all. Why are you worrying about that? This life is just temporary. The wealth of knowledge of my son and the wealth of knowledge of me is greater than any big face bring back that you can have on this earth. And as we know, those greenbacks and them big faces are not worth too much here on this earth either. From here, we're going to go to Romans chapter 1, verse 1 to 6. And it reads, Paul, a servant of Yahushua, to be an apostle, set apart for the good news of Yah, which he promised before to his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his son, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, who was declared to be the son of Yah with power according to the spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Yahushua, our master, through whom we receive grace and apostleship for obedience of faith among all nations for his name's sake, among whom you are also called to belong to Yahushua. We belong to Yahushua. We are his possession. We have to proclaim him. We have to rejoice in him. From here, we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 1, 3 to 10. And it reads, blessed be the mighty one and Father of our Master, Yahushua, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Yahushua, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and without blemish before him in love, having predestined us for adoption as children through Yahushua to himself, according to the good pleasures of his desire, praise of the glory of his grace, by which he freely bestowed favor on us in the beloved, in whom we have our redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in him, to the administration of the fullness to sum up all things in Yahushua, the things in the heavens and the things on the earth in him. Understanding, what is Paul doing? Paul is proclaiming these things to us so that we too right now can understand what Yahushua is, what Yahushua is.
Unmuted.
Hello? Oh, it's working now. Hello, can y'all hear me now?
Yes.
You got to turn your phone off, baby. Sorry about that. Y'all hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Sorry about that.
I'm going to start back over at Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 10, because I don't know when the... No, you heard all of that. Okay, cool. All right, well, I apologize for the technical difficulties. I'm going to go to 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. And it reads, and this is some things that Hannah said. It says, Hannah prayed and said, my heart exalts in Yahweh. My horn is exalted in Yahweh. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies, because I rejoice in your salvation. There is no one as holy as Yahweh, for there is no one beside you, nor is there any rock like our mighty one. And I look the word in this particular scripture, I look rejoice up in this particular scripture, and it's 59:70. And it's a lot, and it's a verb, and it means to rejoice and exalt. And, you know, the definition is to jump for joy, exalt, rejoice, triumph. And from here, we're going to go to, let me stop here for a minute, because what are we paying attention to what Hannah is doing? This is, you know, what I'm starting to come to understand what I must do. And I'm bringing it to the family's attention, to all that are in my listening voices. That's what we must do. We have to exalt Yahweh. We have to exalt Yahushua. We have to exalt Yah. Because outside of him, there is nothing. And if we proclaim that to ourselves, within ourselves, then it would not be an issue for us to do it outside of ourselves and exalt Yahweh and exalt Yahushua when we go out and about in the community. When we come around people, we wouldn't be ashamed to talk about them when the opportunity presents itself, because we don't want to seem fanatical, you know, because we've all came across that individual that was just a little too fanatical in regards to their particular way of life. As we go through the word, we tend to see that they were everyday people, and they had the opportunity. When the opportunity came to present the word, they presented the word according to the purpose and the will of the Father. The Father will let you know when to be that vessel, that mouthpiece for him. Because what the scriptures say, he will put the words on your tongue. Yahushua said, give no thought of what you're going to say, because the purpose is not ours. The purpose is his. He knows who he wants. He knows when he wants his message being put out. He knows, and he wants us to be willing to exalt him. He wants us to proclaim him. He wants us to exalt him. He wants us to have faith in him. From here, we're going to go to Psalms 35, verse 9, and it reads, my soul shall be joyful in Yahweh. I shall rejoice in his salvation. And in this particular scripture, the word rejoice is your Hebrew word 7797. And it is sus. And it means rejoice, to exalt. Primitive root, to be bright, cheerful, be glad. Going back to the beginning, we have to be glad that we serve Yahweh. We have to rejoice in Yahweh. Not just a song that we sing every Sabbath, not just a psalm that you read every so often, but this is supposed to be our life. This is supposed to be part of our makeup. When we read those fruit of the Spirit, those things, those characters supposed to be our makeup. Because as we allow these characters to be us, they're just reflections of what Yahushua is. And as we to partake of those characters, then we become little messiahs. We allow that light that he has placed in us to be brightened, to be rejoicing within us. Think of the scriptures where it talks about the spirit burned in one of the prophets like fire. See, that's what happened. See, because he is a light in us. And that light becomes bright within us and causes us to warm up and rejoice and want to talk and want to proclaim and be happy and joyful. Why? Because we understand who we are and what we represent. No gloom and doom, no woe is me. No, everybody's situation is for their learning. Because what is he doing? He's breaking up that stone. And he say, I'm going to get rid of that stony heart and make it malleable. He's making some of us that's hard as steel. He's breaking us down and making us like water, making us fluid so that we can be what he needs us to be. We all have that hardness about us. No matter how much you think you're soft, there's a level of hardness that the Most High has to chisel away and make it soft and make it malleable. But the more you rejoice about him, the more that hardness will go away. The more you become humble to his ways, to his truth. Last scripture of the night is Luke chapter 1, verse 47. And it reads, my spirit has rejoiced in Yah, my Savior, because it is Yah who saved us through his Son, Yahushua. So family, may you remember the previous lesson in regards to dying daily and the Father resurrecting you to be a newness of life. And as you wake in the morning, rejoice and give honor and praise. And look forward to the next great thing that he allows you to do for him. Because the things that we do are not for us. The things that we do are for him. And if we know that we're going outside and representing our Father in heaven, we know we can't be going out there and acting a monkey and acting a fool. Because I know we have all had someone say, is that what they teach you? Because I know I've said that to people. That's what they teach you in your assembly? Wow. We don't want to embarrass our father. We don't want to embarrass our big brother. We don't. Because we've all been through that, where someone embarrassed you. And we didn't like it in the physical. So how much do you think the father doesn't like it? And we read in the scriptures over and over and over again how Israel embarrassed the father. We don't have to do it. We can choose not to do it. Because as the scriptures say, we're not ignorant of Satan's devices. When he brings things to our attention, we're supposed to meditate on it and make a change. And as we physically and mentally make that change, he's going to assist us in getting rid of that change. Because what is he doing? Making a newness. We got to get rid of the old ways. What's the scripture talks about? Cleaning up that house. You know, we can clean it up, but we have to put that good stuff in it. We got to fill that up with that good spirit, some good characters. We got to get rid of things because we're walking in the righteousness of the word. Sometimes we just have stumbling blocks. Sometimes we just have holes in the road. But he also shows us how to get through it through his word, through our friends, through our family, through all those in whom he chooses to use. We just have to have an ear to hear what thus saith Yahweh. What thus saith the spokesperson through whom Yah has chosen. So family, as I say, rejoice, strengthen yourself in the word as he strengthened you and his son. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this appetizer before this Shabbat day. We thank you for the time that you want to spend with us on this Shabbat day. We ask of thee to continue to open our minds to the wonders of your word. We ask of thee to continue to show us love. We ask of thee to continue to strengthen us. And we ask of thee to continue to help us to hear what Yahushua sends back for us, that Holy Spirit, and allowing that Spirit to do its work on us. May we be willing vessels to receive the goodness of thy Spirit. May we humble ourselves to your will and proclaim you, O Yah, and thy Son on the rooftops so all can hear and know what thus saith Yah. From danger seen and unseen, we ask of thee to continue to strengthen us in our conscious mind as well as our unconscious mind. We ask of thee, O Father, to grant us peace. Blessed are you, Yahushua, Shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who blesses Yisrael with peace. Shabbat Shalom, Yisrael, and listening audience. May you all have a peaceful slumber. For the kingdom of Yah is at hand. And his word will be proclaimed in the morning or during the day period by another one of his servants. May you all have a peaceful slumber. And may Yahweh bless you with peace. Shalom.
A chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy, holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises.